Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great.
Good. Angels, I have a musical artist on the line with me. His name is Mr. Miss Omega. So let's welcome him to the show. Yay.
Yeah. How you doing? How's everybody doing?
So Miss, who is a Miss Omega?
I'm an artist out of DMV, Virginia based, you know, very versatile artist that, you know, does a lot of different types of hip hop. So, you know, anywhere from music for the ladies, for the streets, freestyles, you know, I try to cover the whole realm of hip hop. So, you know.
Okay. Late,
yeah.
So I heard you're the king of Virginia. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that came off the, a lot of people don't like the title, but I mean, my numbers speak for itself. I pushed 10,000 units, you know, out the trunk when I first, started doing my music, and nobody was really doing that with sound, the UPC barcode and all that, you know, before people was really hip to all that. Okay. And then just my mixtape sales and downloads alone, you know, and then my lyrical ability, I feel is, you know, at the top of this game. So, yeah.
So how long have you been in the game?
Good 14 years now, man. Been doing it for a good minute since I was a little teenager running out here, you know, trying to get my way.
All right. So, yeah. So, listen, I heard, well, I really, really heard you have a new single, Diva Look. It's a new smash hit featuring Snoop Dogg.
Like, yeah.
How does it feel? How did it feel to collaborate with Snoop? That's amazing.
I mean, it was real, real cool. I mean, he's a legend. I highly respect his work, you know, his body of work. And definitely wanted to do something smooth for the ladies, to, mm-hmm. you know, kind of pick up the females. And I thought he was a pretty good artist to do it with, being a lot of females, you know, attract to him. And he's one of the smoothest hip-hop artists out there. So it was a cool collaboration. And it helped me get the point across to, you know, big up the females and, you know, give them something positive instead of, you know, all the trash rap that they usually get.
Exactly. Well, I love the song, and I'm definitely gonna be playing, spinning it all day here on our station. So,
thank you. I really.
So, listen, congratulations is in order. I heard that you have been nominated for a Independent Music Award.
Yes, the IMAs is in New York, March 30th and 31st at the Lincoln Center. It's the Independent Music Awards, a national event, the biggest independent music award ceremony they have in the United States. And I got nominated for Best Song in the Hip Hop category, which is the Diva Look song featuring Snoop Dogg, which can be found on all major platforms right now. And then they're having the Cypher for the first time, and it's the 16th annual IMA, so it's not nothing that's...
Right.
If y'all not familiar with it, it's a very popping thing in the independent music industry. And they're doing the Cypher for the first time. And they're actually having me lead off the Cypher. So that's pretty cool,
what?
Too.
That's dope. Congratulations on that.
History. So yeah, definitely about that. And you know, the Diva Look song has just took me a lot of places. And I'm also be making a major announcement at 12:03 on my Instagram, which is Amiss, AMISS underscore Omega, OMEGA, at 12:03 p.m. today. I'll be making a major announcement due to that single, Diva Look, with Snoop Dogg.
I was just getting ready to ask you, what are your social media plugs? Like, how can people get a hold of you if they want to chat with you? Or, I mean, where are you on social media besides the Instagram?
Okay, they can go get me on Twitter. It's Miss Omega, just one word, AMISSOMEGA, and that's on Twitter, at Miss Omega. Again, my Instagram is at Miss underscore Omega, so that's at AMISS underscore OMEGA. And then you can find me on my own website, my personal website. You can find everything on there. And that's www.AMISSOMEGA.com. So that's miss-omega.com. And my website, you'll get all my information, all my videos, all my social medias on there, plugs and all that, tour dates and upcoming shows. Hold on.
Yeah, I saw that. You got a lot of stuff going on. Actually, I had a quick question for you. I saw that you do a lot of charity.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that. Like, what is a piece of advice to young artists, especially young men in the industry, or people who are artists, period, across the board? Like, is there anything that you would give them as far as, like, in independence, integrity, you know, just anything?
Yeah, I would tell them to stop spending their money on females in the club and bottles, because those are the people who ain't really supporting your music, and put it into the community. There's a lot of people out here that's hungry. There's a lot of people out here that's cold. You know, while we get the, you know, lavish things in life due to our music, we should kick some of that back out to the people that, you know, out there hurting. And I go into school systems to talk to children, because a lot of people put a bad name on hip hop. So I've went in there and I'm teaching a workshop with the children to teach them, like, it's not, don't listen to our music. You got to teach them how to listen to our music. Same thing as them looking at a cartoon. They're not going to try to jump off a building like Spider-Man. I tell them, don't look at a rap video and think that everything you see in the rap video is what it is. A lot of them females in them rap videos got college degrees, and they're actors. They're models. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. It's a business.
Exactly. It's entertainment. Try to get them, just enjoy the entertainment part of it. So I preach to the other independent dudes coming up, you know, enjoy the entertainment part of it and preach that out there. You know, people get wrapped up in their image and become it and start forgetting that we are a part of a society where there's people out here still struggling, hurting. You know, there's kids out here with no fathers that need guidance. We could be some positive male role models. I'm not the most, you know, 100 positive guy all the time, but I try to be for the most part, and I try to give back as much as I can, you know.
Right.
I got my royalty money. We all chipped in and put in to feed 500 homeless people, like do stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, like we do stuff like that and try to give back. And, you know, it feels good for real. I don't do it for nobody else but myself, because it helps me look in the mirror and, you know, be proud of my accomplishments aside from music.
You know? Well, I'm very proud of you, brother. I mean, you could be doing anything else in the world, but you're doing this, and this is a craft, and you have to hone your craft. So that is amazing. And I'm also proud of the fact that, you know, about small beginnings. People always shun small beginnings. I saw that you were in a short film, Standing in Front of Me, with Lima Films. Tell us about that. I know that you got Diva Look on the soundtrack. I mean, how did you feel? Like, did you learn anything on set? Like, what were your emotions?
Oh, no, that was cool. I did learn a lot on set. It was a situation where I went into town for some business, and it led to, you know, somebody seeing my look and asking me if they wanted, you know, hey, you want to be in this movie? And I'm like, okay, I'll be in the movie.
Nice.
So they would need some extras. So, I mean, I went, you know, did my little pretty boy thing, got all fresh, went to the movie set. They figured out that I was an artist. You know, I was introduced as an artist. And then they saw I had a song with Snoop Dogg. The director was like, hey, you know, this movie's about a female who's like ignoring a guy who's standing right in front of her, and she's dating all these other guys, but they not treating her like the woman she wants to be, the diva. So, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
Kind of went right with the little, I'm not into them chick flick love stories all that much, but it went perfect with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's amazing. You know, sometimes we don't see ourselves in certain genres, but when the opportunity presents itself, you can't walk away from something like that. And independence, that all works hand in hand, because one opportunity might lead to another opportunity, it leads to a bigger opportunity, and then you're like, how did I end up here? I didn't intend on being an actor, but now you're on stage accepting an Academy Award. You know what I mean? You're like, what?
Yeah, and I preach that to all independent guys coming up also, man. Like, go places. People get stagnant and stuck in their neighborhoods, and they get their little, you know, homie love, and they just stay there. Like, get away from that and go travel. When I went to Tampa, I never thought I was going to be in a movie. I didn't get on a plane to go shoot a movie. I went on a plane to go to Tampa for something else that I just said, I'm going to go down here for this. And then somebody said, hey, you want to come here? And I went to another place, and somebody said, hey, you want to be in a movie? And I was in a movie.
That's dope.
Listen, super dope.
We are almost out of time, but I just want to thank you personally for coming on the Angie Ray Show. Is there anything, any last words you want to give, any nuggets?
Definitely. I want everybody to pay attention today at 12:03 p.m. to my Instagram and my social media, because I'll be making an announcement for the ladies due to the Diva Look single. I would like everybody to go check out that Diva Look single featuring Snoop Dogg on all major platforms. The album is out. It's called Immortal Glory. And, you know, I just want to say, whoever out there doing independent music or listening to this interview, reach out to me. I'm not hard to find. I'm not bougie. You don't got to go through a bunch of people to talk to me. Holler at me. We can collaborate. If anything you see me doing online, you don't know how to do it, you want help, reach out. I got you. And I appreciate you for allowing me to come on here and spread my
absolutely,
you know, so, push my movement.
Angels, again, this was a Miss Omega. I'm going to play the full song right after we hang up today. And you guys, make sure you reach out to him, show him love, retweets. You guys already know, you know the deal. Show love, give back. Karma is a beast. So whatever you put out, you're gonna get back. Thank you so much.
Follow you back. That's a promise.
So follow for follow. There you go.
Yeah, I'm with it. I don't care about them odd numbers, man. I just want to show some love and network.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Amiss, so much. You are welcome on the show whenever.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, brother. Bye.
You're